Sicha Nun Gimel, joining us?
Yes.
Come, join.
Today's the 25th.
Well, tonight is the 26th.
26th. Well, why didn't it change then?
Because it's English day. It doesn't change.
Oh, that goes. It doesn't go by the. Okay. So Sicha Nun Gimel is a relatively simple Sicha. We'll speak out a little bit. And then we're going to see a nice piece. I printed out a few copies. I'm sorry, we're lacking paper. I guess you could share along or whatever. It's pretty simple. I could send it out maybe. And it'll tie in a little bit to Purim, a little bit as we get closer. We're already in the Zman of Purim, Adar Aleph. We're going to start Adar Beis next week, Emirat Hashem. So let's see Sichon and Gimel. Mish yesh lo amuna. We know one of Rabbi Nachman's favorite topics to speak about is amuna. So mish lo amuna, anybody who has amuna, right? What amuna is, we'll see in a minute. There's many facets to amuna. There's many things that amuna can do. But one has to really work on it. It's not simple. Mish yesh lo amuna. So whoever has amuna, chayiv chayim, he lives life. He's zocha to actually live. V'hum avali yimei chayiv betov tamid. And he spends his days betov tamid, constant goodness. So if you have emuna, you're living life, you're living the high life, of course, and everything is good. That's what emuna means, if you can get to that place. Ki explains, ki kishaholech lo karoi, because when everything is going properly, according to the way that you would like it to go, v'yesh lo tov, and things are good, Bavat, they tovlo. Certainly that's good. That's obvious. When things are going your way, and things are good, so it's good. V'afilu kishe'enu kach. And even if things are not going your way, Dehainu, it says, she'en misnaig lo keseder, things are not going keseder. A few curveballs, maybe a knuckleball, slider, right? We could have it from the kids, you could have it from the finances, you could have it from your learning. There's all different types of pitches that comes our way. It's not just right down the middle. So things aren't going keseder. V'yesh lo yisurim chas shalom. And when a person doesn't get what he expected, things aren't going exactly the way he would like, the way he's used to. So depending on the magnitude of the change, he's going to have yisurim. He's going to be in pain. It's going to be in pain. It could be mental pain. It could be emotional pain. It could be physical pain. But a person with emuna, gamkin, tov. It's good. If a person has emuna, real emuna, again, we're not here, we're not explaining how to get there right now, and that's a lifetime's work, and a person should never think, and we know, those who learn about emuna, those who learn chassidus knows, the emuna that we were taught when we were little kids, it was an amazing start. But that's not going to get you to the full gamut, the full range of what emuna is and what it can do. Right? We always have to be learning. Right? A person can never go to AP, you know, calculus with his second grade math book. That's not gonna teach him what he needs to be taught. Right? So we can't bring our ABC amuna that we learned, which was great for the time being, but we can't bring that for the rest of life. That's not going to really help us fully. We always have to be working on amuna. Amuna is a sugya that it should always be worked on. Through understanding what it is, through doing avodas, to download it from my head, which is the place of understanding, and down into my heart. And there's a lot to do. Anybody wants ideas? There's plenty of svarim to use, plenty of avodas that a person can do. But if a person has real emunah, says Rabbi Nachman, if things are going well, great. And even if things are not going well, gam kan tov. A person could actually live in a state of goodness. He could be happy. He could be besimcha. He could be content, even when things don't go his way. That would be an amazing thing. If things cannot go away daily, imagine being happy when there's traffic, or imagine when you didn't get the bonus you expected, or imagine when you had to miss work because you had to take a kid to a doctor. Curveballs, yes? Imagine being happy besimcha, being just as content when everything's going well as when things aren't going well. It can be with emuna. Why? So someone once asked me, because we learn on Sundays. Those who are in the Chabura or know, we're learning Shar Bitachon. So Bitachon and Emunah are there's similarities, of course, but there's definitely differences. Someone says, where does Rabbi Nachman talk about Bitachon? He's always in the Emunah, 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 Emunah. So this Sikha is all about Bitachon. Because look what he says. How does Emunah work? Or this is really Emunah 2.0. Emunah 2.0 is not only do I believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is running this show, but I'm also okay with that. Right? There's many times where a person can say, I know a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing this, but why me? I know it's him, but I don't like it. I wish it was some other way. Which is normal, natural, and you have Emunah. But Bitachon you don't have, and a person can't say, Gam Kein Tov. Gam Zula Tova. See, Gam Zula Tova is not a Madrega of Emunah. Gam Zula Tova is a Madrega of Bitachon. Says Rabbi Nachman, Ki Hu Batuach. How is he living this way? How does Emunah get him to always say Gam Zula Tova? Ki Hu Batuach She'af Al Pi Kein. He is secure, he trusts that any way this show is coming, any way the pitch is sent to me, any lack of seder that is thrown my way, afal pikin Hashem yizbarach yirachem alav l'haba. First of all, Kodesh Baruch has rachmanas. He truly has mercy. V'yitav achriso, and it's going to be good. How? I don't know. When? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't have any of these answers. I just know, bivadai, with a certainty, that it's going to be good. It could also not be in this lifetime. It's possible. We don't know. It could be that we struggle here, and that will help our children. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a big God, you know? He sees 6,000 years in one shot. We don't see that. We only see right now. A little bit in the past, a little bit to the future, mostly right now. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's ultimately good, right? Sometimes a person, as long as you're digging deep ditches, someone comes to your lawn and starts digging deep ditches. Not if he comes to your lawn digging deep ditches, then we're okay. But if someone else comes along and digging ditches, then you get out of my lawn. And the guy just keeps doing it. And then what happens? The rain comes, fills up the ditches, you needed the water. Again, all these stories that can happen. We don't know what the end's going to be. But Bitachon, Emunah Bitachon, gives a person the wherewithal, the Yishef Adas, to say, this is also too. This is also good. Gam Zula Tova. Gam Zula Tova. You say to the guy, what do you mean Gam Zula Tova? This is horrible. I know, but it's going to be good. When is it going to be good? How is it going to be? How is this going to make sense? I don't know. You don't know? So how are you so happy? Because I know that I'm in Hashem's merciful hands. And he's been around a long time. And there's been a lot of things that have gone on in life in this world. Before me, there's been a lot of stuff. There's a lot of bad things that happened, and they ended up okay. Not every single person, every single time, gets what he wants. Some people, lo aleinu, don't make it. That doesn't mean that that's ultimately bad. It's sad. And we don't want to be of those people. Of course not. And we don't want that to be. But that's reality. That's what's going on for a long time. That doesn't mean it's bad. That means it's life, and we have to trust that a Kadosh Baruch knows what he's doing. And there is a Tchias HaMeisim. We have to believe in that also. Right? So if you have Emunah, everything could be good because you have that trust that there's going to be a good ending. It's like Mordechai. Right? We're going to the Purim story. I always like this. This is what we always talk about. Come Purim. So Haman comes into power and he wants to kill the Jews. And it's bad news. I mean, Haman is the most powerful person besides Ahasuerus. There's an edict signed. All Jews are dead in 1 year from now. Game over. Could you imagine if they signed? Imagine the president signed. Any guy, think about it. Any guy come next year, whatever it is, on Rosh Hashanah, any guy is allowed without, I mean, no rules anyway nowadays, right? But any guy can go. You can kill any Jew. You won't go to jail. Whatever you want.
You won't go to jail.
You won't go to jail. No. Sure. They wouldn't go even if they... For sure.
You're right there. They wouldn't even pick you up in the name.
But imagine they signed it and it was out there and it was on the WhatsApp chats and it went on to the Facebooks and the social medias. Imagine, it was all over there. Comes Rosh Hashanah, any guy could take a gun and they're even handing out guns. Like, whatever you want, you can go take out of the Jews. Can you imagine? Think about that for a little bit. We have to...
Coming to a theater near
you. Yeah, in Ritz Hashem not. But think about it. You know, get into the story a little bit. Where we always come in, we know the ending. Okay, nice. We're just waiting. You know, we know. You know, it's like a spoiler. You know, you don't want to tell you're reading a book or a guy's watching a show and you tell them the ending, a spoiler. See, we already know the ending of the Megillah Esther. We know we're going to win, so no one's sad, no one's scared. It's like, oh, Haman, funny guy. But if you were there, you imagine being in Shushan. Imagine being in New York City. Oh. Imagine being in New York City, you know?
Oy vey.
But one person, Mordechai HaTzadik, he knew the ending even before there was really an ending. He said, V'vadai Reva Chatzal. There's going to be a Savior. It's guaranteed. It's guaranteed there's going to be a Savior. Ah, so why was he crying in the street? That was for everybody else. Because they weren't holding there. But he was cool. He knew it was going to be good. He was living the ending during the down. Why? Because he had bitachon. Vayitov achriso. Guaranteed. There will be a good ending somehow. Doesn't mean it's the way you expect necessarily. Mordechai had no idea. He had no idea how it was going to be. And we can never expect how the ending is going to be. But we could trust somehow Kadosh Baruch will make sure that there's a good ending. Because since we believe, see, this is Emunah. We believe Shehakol Me'ito Yisbarach. We believe that everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And everybody should believe that, right? How do you? You say it every single day. When do you say it every single day? When do you say every single day that Hakol Me'ito Yisbarach? Everything's from Kadosh Baruch Hu. You say it many times a day. Many, not just once. You say it many times a day. And it's kedai to pay attention to it because apparently we don't know.
Ashrei.
No. Good choice because it's three times a day.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking.
Baruch Ata.
Baruch Ata Hashem, El Kedem Melech Olam, Shehakol Nieh B'dvaro. But we always think it has to do with like fish and meat. What do the words mean? Shehakol, everything, not Shehakol. It's a shehakol, that everything, niye, comes to be bidvaro, because of his words. It means right now, every event, not just the food we're eating. Shehakol niye bidvaro is the bracha on all of life, every single moment. That's why they made it on, it's the most common, one of the most common brachas. Me'acher shehakol mito yizbarach. Everything comes from Kadosh Baruch. So we should have that in mind. Every single time we say shehakol, think about it for 1 second. That's that one word. Give it an extra microsecond of kavanah. About to take a drink. Shehakol. Don't just look at the cup. Try to take a look at everything. Shehakol niyeh b'dvar. It's an avodah v'emunah. Bevada hakol tova. So since everything comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything's good. Right? If you believe, very basic, logical, if you believe in a God, which we do, but even if you have a guy, you know, I'm hoping he's logical, right? The problem is they're not, but if you have a God who's above everything, does a God who's above everything get angry truly at human beings who don't follow his will? Let's give an example. Let's go. If I guess the problem is we do get angry, but if a little 2-year-old, this is silly, a 1.5-year-old doesn't listen to you, is it make sense to get angry? He's disrespecting you. You tell the little 1.5-year-old, I asked you to leave the room. The kid's like, Mama, Jamama. Doesn't speak yet. You're like, can you please leave the room? He's like, Mama, Jamama. You're like, you're disrespecting me. You're not listening to me. Can you imagine a conversation like this? Some 40-year-old guy is getting disrespected by a little 1.5-year-old. He starts to lose himself. You think the guy's crazy? You think Kodesh Baruch Hu actually gets angry? There's such a thing as a God, true. not a king, not nothing human, a creator of the world, a spiritual entity, gets upset? There's such a thing? No. There might be education. There might be some ways that he has to guide us. But everything that comes from a real Ribono Shalom, a real God, part of our emunah is Hakol Tova. That's the reason for creation. A true God doesn't need anybody. Why did he make it? We're not going to go into the whole sugya now. To be a meitav, to do good. Everything in this world ultimately is for the good. Emunah 101. Emunah 101. So if you believe that everything bevada hakol tova, that means everything vayitav achriso, everything that has to end well, I could be batuach in that emunah. Bitachon plays off of emunah. Emunah is their factual statements, belief statements about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Everything he does is for the best. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the all-merciful one. He's the omnipotence, the omnipresent, right? All those fancy omnis. Okay, that's all emunah. Bitachon is, therefore I am at ease right now. Everything is good. Even though in the subjective situation, many people are like, this is not good. But you say, this moment doesn't look good. But Hakol Tova, it's going to end well. A person could stay in a state of equilibrium. A person could stay in a state of, this is good, Gamzu Tova. A person could be happy when things don't go his way. Not just big things. Little things also. Right? Sometimes we only work on the big things of life, but the little things that don't go our way, that's when we can't handle it. The kids, again, with the finances, with the doctors, with the this, with the little things that... Emunah b'tachon has to be used all day, every day. You're the happiest guy in the world. Right? What could throw a person off? No? Any rebuttals to Rabbi Nachman? No, but Rabbi Nachman, you don't understand it. My situation is really, really bad. We have to really work on these inyanim. Now, Rabbi Nachman says the other way. Aval mi she'ein lo emunah, chas v'shalom, if you don't have emunah, chas v'shalom, chayev einem chayim klo. You don't have a life. If you don't have emunah, you don't really have life. Because immediately when some bad comes, you have no chias anymore. It didn't go my way. I can't live like this. Now, pause. I want to pause for a second. Rabbi Nachman is going to parallel what he just said. What did he say in the first paragraph? I know, we went on a little bit of a rant here. What did he say in the first paragraph? Rabbi Nachman said, when things are going well, second line, or I don't know where you're holding, different things. Ki kishaholich lo koroi, v'yesh lo tov, bevadei tov lo. Right? Nachman says, if you have a muna, and everything's going well, everything's good, so of course everything's good. And even if some things are bad, it's still good. Right? Now, when Rabbi Nachman says, when you don't have a muna, when bad comes, you can't handle it. Well, what about when good comes? What do you mean, Chai? What do you mean your life's not a life? What, every single second of a person, let's say he doesn't have a moon. Lol, you have a guy who doesn't have a moon. Every single second of his life's bad? Nothing goes his way? There must be things that some things must go his way, no? Once in a while. Or he woke up that morning. So why don't Rabbi Nachman's, what about the first line? Or how do you, isn't this is Emes? If you don't have a moon, your life's not life. But what about when things go well? So a person without a moon, even when things go well, again, there's always exceptions. But it could be better. It could be better. You know, you have a guy, you say to the guy, how's it going? It's good, but it could be better. You know, you have that like, it's good, but, you know, I don't have everything I want.
A guy with belief wouldn't say that.
Exactly. We're talking about the guy who doesn't have belief. My point is like this. The person who doesn't have belief, right? Aval misha ein lo emuna chas v'shalom, even if things are going well.
That's why Yaakov's life was shortened.
Oh, okay.
When the Pharaoh asked him how old he says, my years were bitter.
Yeah, I get nervous. Chazal do say such a thing, but I get nervous to even say such words, that he got punished for such a thing. But yes, I know what you're referring to. So when things are, when you have a muna and things are going well, you could appreciate it. Things are exactly what they're supposed to be. No better, no worse. Perfect. But when a person doesn't have a muna, now Rabbi Nachman doesn't say it here, but this is the understanding, is that if a person doesn't have a muna and things are going well, but they could be better. So still, his chayim is not really chayim. He still doesn't want to be exactly here. I'm okay, but I wish I had another 50,000. I wish it was a little bit better. 69 degrees is good, but 70 is better. A little bit better. So he's never living, not never, of course, there's always many people who do live, but it's always a little bit, could be a little bit brighter. The food could be a little bit tastier. How's the restaurant? It was good. It was worth the money, but, you know, they could be a little bit better. It's never good enough. But so he says. But then he goes, what happens when something bad happens? Kiketekev kishover, Allah Eza Ra, something bad happens. He has no chiz, he has no energy. He has nothing to be menachim himself with. What does lenachim mean? It's a trick question, actually. So classically, it's translated as comfort. Right? Like nachmu nachmu ami, they translate as comfort. But if you see the Malbim and others, and Rebbe gave a share many, many years ago, lenachim means a change of emotion. He's not going to be able to change his emotional state without emunah. You're stuck. What are you going to grab onto? You're just falling down. I didn't get what I want. What's going to stop you? If you have a muna, you have what to grab onto. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu decided that this is what I should have. Right? You have a but. Right? You're falling down. You had expectations. You're falling down the mountain. But this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you grab onto a branch. You have what to grab onto. Right? But if you don't have a muna, what are you going to grab onto? It's just going to keep spiraling down. Yes, time heals. After some time goes by, you come back to yourself. True. But then it happens again, and happens again, happens again. What do you... You don't have that, but you have no positivity.
But here, muna here practically means tefillah, right?
Tefillah?
Yeah.
No, lav davka. No. And muna means it's a belief. It's in the mind. That's pashut. Tefillah is part of that.
But muna what? Just Hashem?
Yeah. That what we said before. That there is a ribono shalom, and that He has mercy, and everything's going to have a good ending, because everything comes from Him. Right? That's a heavy... If you have that, that's serious. That's serious artillery.
Can you separate a short word between Tochen and Mona? I know we discussed it on Sunday also.
Short word?
Well, just what's the... But you made it just before. You brought up the Tochen, the Tochen isn't necessarily a...
Right, so the way that we've been saying it more in the Shabbat Tachan, and I'll use it here, but I'm not saying this is what Rabbi Nachman holds, but Emunah is, I'll call, say, intellectual, and Bitachan is where it hits the emotions. That's the way that I like to... Bituch means you feel everything is good, because you believe, therefore my heart is at ease. But Emunah also means to feel, but it doesn't have to be. When a person's falling down the mountain, even if he's not davening, you know, Shema Yisrael, but he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy, he believes that there's going to be a good ending, he has what to grab onto. It's all here. Don't wait for the sitter.
No, this, not the tefillah as in like, you want to ask, I'm talking about like...
I know, any tefillah. Don't even wait for any tefillah. Of course, tefillah is an outgrowth. Tefillah is an outgrowth of our emunah. It also brings the high levels of emunah. But emunah doesn't start with the tefillah. Right? Tefillah is an outgrowth of emunah. Right? Tefillah can help build one's emunah. It's possible. But you don't even start davening unless you have emunah. But who am I davening to? Right? That's the first. Emunah has to be first. And the problem is that when we were younger, it was like, yeah, there's a bonus shalom. So have emunah. And then that was it. It was like one class. And then we just start building up after that. Okay, here's your sitter. Here's your chumash. Here's your this. Here's your that. And we just kept building. It's a very tall building. But the problem is the foundation of emunah was never really put in properly. It wasn't built stark. It was like a wood. Could you imagine like a wood yesod? We're going to build a 120 years. 120 foot skyscraper. It's a big one. I don't know. Not so big, but a wood foundation. I don't know building. That doesn't sound like it's gonna hold. A wood foundation? Yeah, when you're taught Emuna, when in first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, so you got wood. Great. Good start. But then you gotta really work on it. You can't live now with the old foundations. So any tefillah that we daven is only because I believe in Hashem. So that's why people nowadays are just, you know, I went through this myself. Our tefillah is as good as our emunah is. Why hasn't our tefillah changed in 25 years? Because our emunah hasn't changed in 25 years. It's just we got into this routine, and just like the same routine. Yeah, the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you get a little bit more emotional. Not because you know the davening better, because you're scared you're going to die, you know? Or you're scared bad things are going to happen. And that's, which is good. That also, like, you know, revs the engines, but that's not what we're going for over here. Emunah, it's a strength in our emunah in a real way. It's basic yesodas. It's not complicated. It's basic yesodas that need to be really hammered down. Because we believe we're believers, which is good. But we also have to believe that maybe we can be better believers. Right? Only positive. We're believers. Maminim b'nei maminim. But we want to be even better.
One's knowing, one's believing, one's knowing. You said no, believing means you don't believe.
No, believing...
You say, I believe means I think, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
When a person works on belief again and again and again and again and again and again and again, you get it when it turns into I know. Right. Not just I believe in Hashem, I know there's a God. Then there's another level of I believe, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu, there's always higher levels. But we want to get to a place where a person could say, I don't just believe. I know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. I know. When a big Nisayon happens, you might not be able to say, I know this is for the best right away. That's where you might need belief again. But when nothing is going bad, everything is good. We need to be able to say, I know Bivadai. 100% is a creator of the world, and there's a mashgiach with Hashgacha Pratis. If you can't say that to yourself, stark, like you mean it and you believe it, no problem. But then you have to work on Amunah. Then you have to go back and build the foundation. Then you only have a wood foundation. You got to go back and concretize it. It's like a pun. You like that? Can't really use concretize. Okay, anyway. You have to go back. And if a person wants, there's svarim. Bevavi Mishkanevne. We do every morning, building a sanctuary in the heart. Nesiv Shalom is great. There's many things. There's many, many things. But the sugi of Emunah should be on our head. Until you really feel like you could say, I know there's a Borei Olam, it should be in your head until you get to that point. All of life is built off that yesod. Your building, your life, your parnasa, your family, your ruchnis is only as good as your emunah is. So if you have a good life now, that's great. It could even be better. And if things aren't going so well, then you might want to go back to emunah, because that's probably the problem. Almost always, that's the root of the problem. There might be little other problems along the way. But even those problems are problems because there's a root problem of Amun. You'll see if you go back. Believe me.
So how does it work the other way around? Somebody with Amun, like, why wouldn't they have the Bitachon? I know you just said it, that you have to work on it, but like, to the extent that somebody does have Amun, like...
If Amun is here... Right? It's a belief system. It's like, I read a book. I can read a book and I can spit back to you the whole book. Right? All right, I'll give you an example. Very simple example. You're a lawyer, but let's go a doctor. You read a textbook for doctors. Is there like a name for that? I don't know. Anybody doctors here?
A medical book.
A medical book. You read a medical book. Journal. Thank you. Medical journals. Okay, read the whole book. You know what, Clark? You can photographic memory. Say the whole thing back. Okay, great. They bring you to the surgery room and they give you the tools. Okay, go open his heart and do it. You can't do that just because you read the book, right? You need to train. So when it comes to emunah, it's the book. I have to know it all. But bitachon is when you've trained and it's over here, not just over here. So anytime a person's getting nervous, anxious, stressed, stop and think. Why? Because the Bore Olam is the creator of the world. Do I believe that? Of course I believe that. But do I trust that it's going to be okay? That's the breakdown. You don't, which is also, it's okay. But that's where we're working. That's why you're stressed. That's why you're anxious. That's why you're nervous.
So does it start with the loyalty to that which you know? Like the moon is like the das, like you know it, or not da, I don't know, whatever, but like something that you know that you've experienced. And the bitachon is the loyalty to that.
To a certain degree, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But it starts with that and then it slowly sleeps.
Yeah, you need to have, and you need to have the whole range. That's what we need to learn. What is the range of emunah? And again, that he has mercy on us, this is going to be good in the end. And you have to, it can't just be words. We have to really like think about it. We say like a lot of words, very fluffy. We could say a lot of words.
We have experiences in life also.
So you have to go back to those experiences. Yeah.
It's loyalty to that.
It's loyalty to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a lot. That's also being, it's a ne'eman, right? Avraham Avinu Moshe, Avraham Avinu was an Eved Ne'eman. So trustworthy. Ne'eman, emunah. He was Hashem trusted in him. Hashem believed in him. Because Avraham Avinu lived by emunah. What?
Ke'eved Ne'eman across the
But isn't we're doing also saying okay? It was there's also we say in the Vayivarach David or the Vecharos when a person lives by that emuna, right? He's loyal. He's loyal to that emuna. It means you're loyal to God, and then you become an Evin Ne'eman. Then Hashem believes in you, Ne'eman, not Ma'amin. Ma'amin is I believe. Ne'eman means you're being believed in. That's that place of bitachon. When a person has that bitachon, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I believe in you. I trust in you. It's my drag. So when a person doesn't have, we'll finish up. So when a person doesn't have, he doesn't have emunah, so when any rock comes his way, he has nothing to hold on to. He has nothing that's going to change that downward spiral. What's he grabbing onto? Got nothing. Again, time will pass. Or that which he thought was going to be bad actually never materialized, but if something really truly bad happens, not like he expected, the curveball comes and he struck out, he has nothing to make himself feel good about. Ma'achesh ain't lo emunah klal, because he doesn't have emunah. Vein lo shem chiyus v'shem tov, he has no life, he has no tov. Ma'achesh aholich b'li Hashem yisborach, because he's walking without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'b'li hashgacha, rachman al-tzlan, he's walking without hashgacha. Hashgacha means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, not only is he running the show, but he's present here right now. Right, there's three levels, and Bill Lovey speaks about this. There's a creator of the world. Everybody knows that one. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs every single event. We believe that. The bitachon's not there yet. But Hashem's present here right now. Sounds very similar. But you could believe in a creator, and you could believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is running everything, but you might not actually believe that he's present here right now. Because you never were taught that. Because it doesn't say that in the Ani Ma'amin. It's Ani Ma'amin, he's a Borei, he's the Manig. Ani Ma'amin ben Munah Shleima, Shabori Zboruch Shemo, Hu Borei U Manig, he's the creator, and he's the one who's the Manig. He's running the ship. This whole world is his ship. So we all believe in that. And whatever happened, Hayahovia, Asa, Osa, Yasa. But that he's present here right now in this room, that you were never taught. Which fills the gap from Emunah to Bitachon. It's one of the major problems. That's why we can't get to Bitachon. Because everybody believes, what do you mean? I believe. So why am I not calm? I've been a frum yid, I've been davening, I've been learning, I went to cheder, I went through high school yeshivas, I was in kollel, I was everything. But I'm still not calm about this situation. But I believe, why am I not calm? There are certain gaps that were not taught to us. And one of them is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is actually present here right now. That's called the Shekhinah. Shekhinah is not just in the Mishkan. Shekhinah is not just in the Mikdash. The Shekhinah is not only in Shul. The Shekhinah is shoroi in your heart at every single moment, every single second. The Shekhinah is present in every breath you take. Where's that air coming from? Where's the air coming from? The Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is the presence of God in this world, right here, right now. Every breath you take is the Shekhinah blowing into you. It's a Kodesh Baruch. The Shekhinah is not... Shekhinah is a Kodesh Baruch. How are there lights? How is my brain working? Because the Shekhinah is allowing that to be through the Neshama, through whatever. Right here, right now. This doesn't take 1 second. It takes months and months and months of thinking about it again and again and again and again and again and again. You build the emunah that way. That's how you build the emunah. We should be zocher that we should teach our kids this when they're 5, 6, so that by the time they get to our age, they'll have it down. They're not starting at 20, 30, 40. So a person doesn't live with a Kaddish Baruch, he doesn't live with Hashgachas Hashem, he doesn't live with the presence of a Kaddish Baruch, so he has nothing to hold on to. Aval Aide Amuna, but if you have real Amuna, Ma Tov V'yofa HaChiyas Shalo. Ah, how good and how beautiful is his Chiyas. What a great life that is. If everything's going well, you're happy the way it's going, not looking for more. And if things aren't going well, you believe that there's a purpose for it, and it's a good purpose, and everything is good.
Can you go back from that? You said if you don't believe that, then what?
If you don't believe in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, what the Hashgacha?
Like, yeah, in other words, your brain, you say that Shekhinah is present. You said...
Then you're missing out on a facet of Emunah. You're missing out on an ability to really connect to Bitachon and to feel connected to a Kaddish Baruch Hu in this moment. Because again, that branch that you're holding on to when you're falling down is the Borei Olam, not an intellectual belief. When you're falling down the mountain, you're not going to throw the textbook at the guy. Here, it says in page 136, it's going to be okay. That's not going to help him. He needs something to grab onto. He needs the presence of the Ribbono Shalom in his life, right here, right now. It's inside of us, and it's everywhere. We could build that up. But you have to do it. It's on us. Kaddish Baruch Hu says, I'll give you everything, but you have to do that. No, there's no textbooks now. We have to make it real. No. Shabazocha to the Tov and the Yafa, the Chiyas of Amunah. Every second. It could be raining outside and you're the happiest guy in the world. It could be sunny outside, it could be the happiest guy in the world. It doesn't matter. What does it matter? It's all from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Because not the way I want it to be. Okay, so then good luck living, happy, good luck in your world. Enjoy yourself. Are we living in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's world or are we living in our world? Live in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's world and you're going to be okay. It's going to be not just okay, it's going to be good. Very good. All right, Mishra Zohar.